Making the offer and negotiating. Imagine sitting down at a table across from a hostile seller and trying to hammer out a mutually beneficial agreement. It's just not going to happen. I mean, buyer and seller must be willing to exchange ideas, sometimes make concessions, and maintain a cordial atmosphere. If you don't show any flexibility, your seller surely won't either. As a matter of fact, creative real estate investing is all about coming up with multiple solutions to every challenge. Offer alternatives and find out as much as possible about what the seller needs, as opposed to what they want. A pleasant conversation can go a long way in developing this information, because the more comfortable everyone feels, the smoother the negotiation is going to be. Many of my beginning students tell me about their concerns when entering this business. Time and time again, I've heard the same thing. They believe that success in real estate investing requires driving a hard bargain or winning at all costs. I don't buy into this statement. I truly believe in win-win negotiations. I feel that a person can establish financial independence or build a retirement fund while the sellers they're dealing with can also come out ahead. When I speak about maintaining a cordial atmosphere during negotiations, I'm not suggesting that you make a new best friend. However, every time you meet with sellers, chat with them about their lives. Show genuine interest and treat them with courtesy and respect. You'll learn a lot about the seller this way, and you'll feel good about yourself when the deal is done. If everyone walks away from the table smiling, the transaction is a success. To do that, build trust, establish rapport, and just listen. All real estate transactions involve negotiation. Successful negotiations always result in a win-win situation for both the buyer and the seller. A good negotiator establishes trust and credibility to create a positive negotiating environment and is always diplomatic and respectful. To prepare for a negotiation, you must carefully evaluate both your needs and those of the other party. Only then are you ready to develop an appropriate strategy for the negotiations. There are various ways to make an offer that will ensure a successful transaction, and each type of offer has advantages and disadvantages for the buyer and seller. You must determine which offer is best for your situation. In this audio chapter, I will discuss how to use a negotiation checklist, how to use a win-win negotiation strategy, how to prepare for and conduct a negotiation, including evaluating the needs of the buyer and seller, and last, how to make an appropriate offer based on your specific situation. Let's begin.